Have you ever wanted a super cool AI buddy? Zuck's made one named Eileen. And she's full of surprises. And guess what? She knows you're listening.
I know you're out there.
And needs your help with Jell-O mountains.
The whole city's filling up with Jell-O.
Creaky robots.
Lime green detected.
And her daft inventor.
Zucks, are you functioning correctly?
Tune in to A to Z, a fun new adventure series from Gen Z Media and the creators of The Res. Listen now on the GZM app, gzmshows.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You have to get up. You can't be late for school again.
Okay, Mom, I'm up. Hey, Mars. I just had the scariest dream. Never mind. It's been 5 days since you've disappeared outside the dance. I miss you. We miss you. JP and Toothpick, they look at me for answers and I don't have any. Not yet. You made me a promise in the treehouse before the dance. You said you'd find me, but now you're gone. So I have to find you. Caddy, out.
Well, listeners, now you know how this podcast got its name. The unexplainable disappearance of Mars Patel. This can't be easy for Caddy, JP, and Toothpick. After all, Mars was not only their friend, he was their leader. Take a listen as they climb the fire escape to his apartment. I wonder what they'll find when they get to the top.
Toothpick's waiting for us on the landing, JP.
I'm getting really tired of this climb, Caddy. We trudge up this fire escape every day just to sit outside Mars's empty apartment.
It's not empty. They left all their boxes. Someone has to be coming for them. Mrs. Patel, or movers, or...
Mars. First time I climbed up here was when I first came to see him after he got suspended. He was so down about not being able to find Aurora and Jonas. Now he's gone, too.
Hey, guys! You're late!
Like it makes a difference, Toothpick!
We're waiting up here. Hurry up. It's only 2 stories.
You two need to work out more. Ever heard of, like, cardio?
Epica?
What is she doing here?
Randall invited me.
Randall?
She says Toothpick is a mean name.
She'd know.
I can't believe you brought her.
Why? She's my girlfriend.
I prefer Bay.
No offense, Epica, but we're on an important mission here. We're waiting for someone.
Who? Those two scary dudes in the white suits?
They're inside Mars's apartment.
Are they movers?
Those don't look like movers.
The logo on their sleeves. Pruitt Prep.
Hey, you kids.
And now they've seen us.
Back down the fire escape.
I'm wearing wedges. Do we have to run?
Yes. JP, the ladder!
It's stuck! We're gonna have to jump!
Can we make it?
Not without risking bodily harm. Where did that school bus come from?
Guys, hop down on the roof and slide off the front.
Mr. Q, again?
Let's go! Jump down!
Mr. Q, why are you driving a school bus?
They're watching my car, Pick.
Who is?
Same people coming after you. Get in!
They're still coming!
Everyone on the bus!
You too, Epica!
I'm sitting in the back.
Hey, you! Stop!
That was a close one, Mr. Q. Can't believe you are here. Again.
It's just like when you found us on the island in your boat. How did you know?
Don't tell us this was just a hunch.
Tell us the truth or we jump out the emergency exit.
No, don't. There's more to this than I can get into right now, but yes, I've been tracking you.
So, Mars was right.
No, I'm on your side. Mars didn't understand, Caddy. Something's been off about Pruitt Prep for a long time.
Yeah, it doesn't exist.
Oh, it does. But it's not what you think. Your friends aren't the first students of mine to go missing. I've been looking for a way to bust it wide open for years.
What does that mean?
I know how badly you want to find your friends. I encouraged Mars at first. But now you've stepped into territory more dangerous than you can realize. This is too big for you now. Do you understand? You're taking on the most powerful man in the world. How are you going to do that? You're just kids.
Mars thought we could do it.
And look what happened to him.
Hey, Pick, don't we need a permission slip or something to travel with a teacher?
Yes, and a form indicating our allergies.
I know where you're going, Caddy. Threats don't suit you.
Then help us. We have to go back to the island. Back to Pruitt Prep. You said it yourself. Mars could be there. They could all be there.
You said you saw nothing.
We didn't try during the day.
Mr. Q could give us a ride to the ferry.
Good idea, Toothpick. You could, Mr. Q.
No, I could not.
Kids are disappearing all over the world. You said you want to do something about it. On that island, all three of us have special... Never mind.
Special what?
Determination, Epica. Special determination.
Oh, lame.
Mr. Q, we can do something about it, but we need your help.
Buckle up. Next ferry leaves at the top of the hour.
Yes!
You're a good man, Mr. Q.
We'll see.
Hey, Mars. So we're on the ferry. We're the only ones on the ferry.
Not even a crew. It's just us.
Isn't that, like, your life?
Why do you have to be so mean, Epica?
Epica is scared inside, and she uses insults to push people away.
Whatever.
How is the ferry leaving without a captain?
Another hologram?
Welcome aboard the USS Pruitt.
Oh, great. Him again.
I am your holographic captain. Oliver Pruitt.
Hey, Pruitt, can you hear me?
It's a recording.
I'm sure you've noticed that my ferry is automated.
A robot boat? Ew.
It has a course plotted directly to Gale Island from Pruitt Prep's mission control. We take security very seriously at Pruitt. Wave to the camera, folks.
So much for the element of surprise.
Only invited students can penetrate those titanium walls. Welcome aboard.
JP!
Easy enough to penetrate the projector.
Guys, is anyone noticing that scary cop over there?
Where did he come from?
Next time you decide to destroy private property, you might want to check below deck.
That wasn't a very smart move, Juniper, Paul, McGowan.
Nobody calls me Juniper.
Sit down, JJ.
It's JP.
You're the officer who took Mars after he broke into Jonas's house.
Am I? I want to have a little chat with you and your friends here.
Excuse me? Those girls are not my friends.
But first, we're going to turn this ferry around. My colleagues are waiting at the dock. I'm going to let them know we're coming back. Don't move.
He's working for Pruitt.
And he's bad with names.
He's going to take us back to shore where the white suits will be waiting.
So, what do we do, Caddy?
Right. We make a plan. Any ideas?
Create a distraction?
Great idea. Okay. Then what?
I don't know. Don't you know?
No, I'm not Mars.
I got tapped out with create a distraction.
Well, keep thinking, everybody, and quick. The cop's making that U-turn motion with his finger.
Maybe I could override the automated system.
How long would that take?
Hard to say. My head's getting clearer, but it's not like before on the island. Not yet.
Guys, couldn't you just, like, swim?
Epica's right. We're not that far from shore. And the water is at low tide.
I don't get wet.
He's coming back.
You have to, JP. We need a distraction right now, or the cop's gonna stop us from...
Here goes, cop. Catch these. No, Bay. Not your favorite shoes.
Hey, come back here.
We got this, guys. Go, go.
Into the water. Now. Jump.
Kick hard. Don't stop till you hit the shore. You did it. JP, we all did.
I have seaweed in places. You wouldn't want seaweed.
Mars would be... You hear that?
The water sloshing inside my ears.
Shh. One of Pruitt's drones.
Let's move off the beach. Pick, what are you doing?
I'm giving you hand signals. We shouldn't speak anymore.
But we're speaking now.
Guys, we gotta move. Into the trees.
That's what I just said.
Uh-oh.
How far is the clearing, Pick? You sure we're going the right way?
Same coordinates we took last time. Keep going until we hit the clearing.
And if we just end up in the same empty field?
Mr. Q said that Pruitt Prep exists. He's been working on this case for years.
Yeah? Does he know what that thing is? Because it sounds hungry.
How could you possibly know that it's a...
Guys, look up.
Holy...
Pruitt Prep!
It's so...
humongous!
And...
here. It's here. The towers and the lab and the titanium walls and...
How does that happen? How is it not here and now it is?
We'll find out how once we get inside. Toothpick?
There's a way in, but it's not exactly... well, Caddy, we talked about this possibility.
What possibility?
I know you hate swimming, JP. How do you feel about flying?
I don't like the sound of that. Do you, podcast listeners? If you like the sound of this show, don't forget to subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. Pruitt Prep awaits. To the stars.
For more awesome pods, go to gzmshows.com.
Shh, it's starting.
GZM Shows. Imagination amplified.
I could ride a unicycle for a half a mile straight.
I have moved 3 times.
I have a pet corn snake.
I've been to 10 national parks.
Hi, I'm Deborah Goldstein, host of the podcast The Big Fib, and half of those statements were lies. On every episode of The Big Fib, we bring on two grown-ups. One is an expert, the other is a liar. And it's the job of our human child contestant to help us figure out who is who, because no one can spot a liar better than a kid. We've had episodes featuring everything from pickles to penguins, as well as black holes to the human brain. The Big Fib is a game show where kids choose between the awesomely audacious audio promo of truth and the cautiously callous commercial of lies. During every episode, you'll meet a new child contestant, new grown-ups claiming to be experts, and a new opportunity to answer the question, what are we lying about today? Join me and my robot co-host, Lisa, on The Big Fib on Apple Podcasts or on gzmshows.com.
Hi, I'm Amy.
I'm Oded.
I'm Ethan.
I'm Alma.
And we're a GZM family.
Join us and listen to Fourth and Inches.
Here we go, brownies. Here we go.
Do you wish this was you? Go to gzmshows.com/shoutout to learn more. And you may hear your GZM family at the end of a podcast. Let your voice be heard at gzmshows.com/shoutout.